National Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery. Carlton E. Morris adventure thriller, Murder in Turquoise Hat. Ten o'clock in the morning in the headquarters shack of a deserted oil field in the mountainous tropics somewhere below the equator. The owner of the oil field, Fred W. Ballard, and his daughter Barbara are hiding out here from unknown enemies. Guarding them are Jack, Doc, and Reggie, who have been commissioned by Ballard to investigate a series of deaths among his engineers and oil workers. Since their arrival, the caretaker of the camp is missing. Barbara was terrified by a hideous, savage face at her window. The telephone wires were cut and their plane wrecked. In their shack, they were discussing their predicament when a stranger marched boldly into the camp and announced himself proudly as Pedro Perun, the most villainous bandit in the world and a friend of the missing caretaker. At first, he appeared friendly, but suddenly he drew a gun and accused them of having done away with the caretaker.
Off with their hands, everybody.
Oh, now, General, you don't want to go doing that.
Off with their hands before I shoot. Maybe I'll shoot anyhow.
Look here, if you think you can get away with this.
And you are the first I shoot, Mr. Ballard.
You know, I don't think he likes you for sour apples, boss. We were getting along like buddies. Could you come in here?
Better take it easy, Ballard.
I hate gringos.
You said that before. But how about putting up those horse pistols and talking this thing over sensibly?
Why, sure. You're going to hurt somebody. You keep waving them things around, son.
I say, let's have another drink, huh?
Why, sure. Let's let bygones be bygones.
Bygones will not be bygones while there is one drop of blood left in Pedro Maria Morales' Perona.
You going to force us to drain you, son?
Ah, it is.
Stick to English.
Donde está mi amigo Gomez? Bigly.
Oh, yeah?
See.
Well, either you talk English or we'll shoot it out.
Now, Doc, that's no help.
Now, if the government hears of this, and believe me, it will. It's the last time that you...
I hate the government. I hate informers. I hate gringos.
Listen, fella. Everybody, listen. Well, you're just stirring up trouble. There don't need to be any at all.
Well, I think we've stood enough of this, fellow.
Dad, don't take any chances, please.
Now, you stay back, Barbara.
Yes, don't come in here.
Huh? Uh-huh. So there are ladies playing. You do not tell me these.
Oh, be reasonable, General. Now, let's put away...
Open your hands.
Okay, feller.
You, the yellow hair one over there.
That's Reggie. Speak nicely to the gentleman, Reggie.
You will be so good as to present my compliments to the ladies and ask them to join us.
I'll jolly well do nothing of the kind.
So? Very well. If the ladies do not join us, we will join the ladies.
Why, sir?
You will do as I say.
Do it, Reggie.
I don't like it, Jack.
You will be shot if you do not.
You needn't bother, Reggie. I'm coming.
Only one. There are no more.
That's all.
Let's see, dear. Oh, but you are charming, senorita. Charming.
Listen, you lay one finger on her.
I do not shoot women. Pedro Maria Morales Peruna is above all the gentlemen. But gringo dogs don't shoot for the pleasure. So you are Pedro Perun. Fee at your service, senorita. Hey, you have heard of me then?
Who has not?
A fair question.
Oh, yeah?
What's that?
Well, I said that. I reckon just about everybody in the world's heard of you.
This is correct.
You know, I've always wanted to meet a bandit. All my life.
Barbara. Oh, don't you interrupt the lady. Where are your manners?
But I always thought bandits were such rude people.
Oh, these are lies. My imitators may be, but not Pedro Maria Morales Peruna. Pedro Maria Morales Peruna is first and last a gentleman.
Pedro is the boy of the movie.
What do you say?
He says you ought to be in the movie. And you should. You'd be wonderful.
You think so?
Oh, I do.
And she knows, General. She knows all about the movie. She's been to Hollywood.
Is this ocean, ain't
I? I was born in California.
Oh. Miss Gino, three. She's one tough hombre, eh?
Gino. He hasn't even got a mustache.
Why, you would put Alfie right out of it.
Sure, why not? I sing pretty good, too. Pretty good? I am the best singer in the whole world.
Bet you are, son, and don't let nobody tell you this.
Mr. Turner, would you do me a great favor?
Only name it was done weeks ago.
Someday, you will be a great star.
You think so?
And when that day comes, you'll forget all those who didn't know you.
Never. Pedro Maria Morales Peón, I'll never forget a friend. To me, friendship is more dear than life.
Then give me something to remember you by.
Silence! Where it becomes the unpleasant necessity to make your daughter a most charming orphan.
Now listen, Pedro.
No, you don't have to put your hands all over you.
Look, you were getting tired, fella. What you aiming to do? Just keep us doing exercises all day?
I will attend to you later. At present, I do not wish to be interrupted. Now, senorita, what is it you ask? Speak and it's yours.
If it's not asking too much, your autograph.
Oh, what a woman. She's charming. She's wonderful. She could have the whole country if she asked my autograph. You shall have my autograph, senorita. Which one is it? Bring me pencil, somebody. Bring me paper.
Oh, there's some in the desk there, Reggie. Get them, will you?
Yes, I know. You will see how good I write my name. I am most educated bandit in the whole world.
Here you are.
Oh, you put them on table.
Sit right down, General.
Yeah. Now, clear the table. I need room. Yeah, take these guns, somebody.
I'll do that little thing, General.
Yeah. Pedro Maria Morales.
I'm sorry, Barbara.
Reverend Doctor. Huh? Huh? So it's
tricks,
is it?
No, it's not tricks. Doc, give me his guns.
You mean you won't actually...
Give me his guns, I said.
Okay, fella. You know what you're doing. I hope.
Now, Pedro, maybe you'll believe me when I say that we have nothing against you or your friend the caretaker.
Hey, this is very strange thing.
You'll admit that we could have shot you down just then. We could have shot you down the minute you came in that door if we'd wanted to, but we didn't.
Well, strange.
What'd that tell you? We're all friends here.
We're just as anxious to find out what happened to the caretaker, Gomez, whatever his name is, as you are.
Gomez is my friend.
Yes, I know that. Well, we want to find him, too. Will you help us? Well, will you?
First, we must drink to my friend Bowman.
If I had my way...
Next, boss, he's right. The General's right. We got to make it legal. Reggie, pour us another round, huh?
Right on, Doc. Huh? I think you could use one of that now.
No, thank you.
Well, General, happy day.
To friendship.
Okay, to friendship. I hope it takes this time.
Yes, Christ.
No, I changed my mind.
What's that?
To Hollywood. And to Pedro Maria Morales Peron.
You're also known as the party of the first class. Drink up.
Now, look, Pedro, let's get down to business. 5 men have been killed in this camp in the last few months.
Easy, I know this.
Now, you say those 5 men all died of snake bites.
That's what I'm told.
I say, if snakes are such a menace down here, the camp must have been provided with antitoxin.
Of course it was, but one of the first men to go was a camp doctor.
Who certainly knew how to treat himself.
Ah, but there is no cure for the bite of the coral snake. The water snake, yes, but not the coral snake. This is swift and sure. And this agony
is right. With the possible exception of the fair Delance, it is the most venomous snake in the world.
You don't believe the rumor that an ancient curse is responsible for his death?
Curse? Bah! We are intelligent men. I am the most intelligent man.
All right. The curse is out. You don't think the death could have been accidental?
5 men died. And it's accidental.
Well, if those snakes are so common around here.
They are not. Even here, they're rare. It's what I feel for my friend Gomez.
Well, if you don't believe it's a curse and you don't believe it's an accident, you must have some theory about who or what is behind all this.
I have.
Well, let's have it.
It's not so pleasant to talk about. If the senorita would forgive us.
Would you mind?
Go upstairs, Papa, dear.
Well, if you wish. But not for long, please.
Well?
Just a minute, Packard. It seems pretty clear to me that there's a connection between the deaths of those five men and the disappearance of the caretaker, Gomez. If we could find out what happened to him, we might learn what happened to them. Now, my guess is that they've all met the same fate.
Huh? This is just like I thought. Up with hands, everybody.
What? Hey, fella. Well, what's this for?
Will you listen to reason, Pedro? You're making a fool of yourself.
Mac, at least you don't make a fool of me this time.
What's the matter with you? You got a stick-up complex?
You have just admitted that you killed Jorge Gomez.
What? We did what?
With his own mouth, he said it. With his own words, he sealed his doom.
Ballard? Well, you're crazy.
Did he not say that the same who killed the five men in this camp was the same who killed Jose Gomez?
Well, what if he did?
Everyone knows it is this man who caused the death of these five men.
What are you saying?
You hear me, Mr. Ballard. In Turquoise Pass, you're known as the snake who bites the heel of the men who work for him.
Well, I'll be a pink-eyed blackbeard. I killed five of my own men.
It's true.
But that's absurd. I'm going crazy trying to get this oil field opened up and operating. Why, in the name of common sense, would I defeat my own purpose by killing my own men and driving the rest of them away in fear?
Because opening up this oil field is the one thing you don't want to do.
In heaven's name, why not?
Because there's no oil in it.
No oil? There's a whole tank full of it down there. At least there was when we set a fire. We filled it before the well was shut off.
Very convenient little fire, Mr. Ballard. Now nobody can examine the oil you import.
Impossible? Oh, this is...
Whoever hear of oil in mountains, huh? No, the oil is on the East Pole. No wonder government says you will eat here and laugh up its sleeve at you. But you know there is no oil. It's only stockholders who do not know. The men who you send down to investigate, these men never come back alive. You say to stockholders how much oil there is, but you're having so much trouble drilling for it, and all the time you make this trouble.
Well, listen,
you tell stockholders to keep their stocks, to keep price up, but you are get rid of yours as fast like you can. Me, I know. I am too smart. I am too proud for my time sometimes.
Well, that's quite a story, Ballard.
Packard, you don't believe these crazy lies, do you?
Silence! I'm a finished. When I have finished, you will never speak again. I do not care a pig for these gringo stockholders you see. For these gringo dogs you murder. For the dogs you murder. He's my friend. And you keep up the hand. You're coming outside with me, Mr. Barat. With me, Mr. Barat. So now we see the snake bitten with his own fang.
You men, stop him.
If I thought I'd stop him, never.
Tomorrow at this same hour, I Love a Mystery, written and produced by Carlton T. Morris, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Brooks, Jack Hoy Randall as Reggie York. This is Pedro. John St. Ledger speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.